Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back on a Hertz Day. It's a WIP afternoon show. On a Hugh Douglas, Reckless Speculation Thursday. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Made a lot of sense today.
Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to put the seatbelt on. It's going to be another one of those days today.
Strap in,
but it's going to be a good one. Jackie Baseball, I got nothing for you. How about you, boy?
Good. I like that. Spike versus Mayock round 3. Four. Looking forward to that.
Day 5 of the fast. Bring it, Mike.
Yeah.
Short fuse. Short fuse today. Mike Mayock joins us at 4. Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3. A jam-packed High Hopes Jackie Baseball report at 3:30. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. We will, of course, get into what Hugh led the show off with today, which was, boy, Hugh is a WIP host. I'll tell you that. Hugh has acclimated fine. So, as the A.J. Brown continues, and here we go again, it seems like over the last 24 or 48 hours, there has been an opinion that has evolved that I've heard on WIP. I've heard from some callers. I've seen some. There's a guy from The Athletic that wrote a whole thing about it that, I'm on AJ's side here, and he is correct. AJ is correct in what he said about the offense. And I think the people who are saying that he is correct in what he said, and if this is you, I think you are incorrect in what you're saying, is that A.J. Brown may be correct in what he said. The facts might be true, but you are missing the point in that he may be correct, but it still isn't right to say it. It's not right because it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change any of what he wants to change. It doesn't change the offense. It doesn't change the coaches. It doesn't change who the quarterback is. It doesn't alert anyone to anything that didn't know any. We all know, right? He has said that he has said it to the coaches. He has said it in the meeting room. So maybe he thinks Jalen stinks. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't want Jalen to be the quarterback. Maybe he's right. Who knows? Maybe he's right. Doesn't matter. Jalen's a quarterback. It's not helping anything. All it's doing is making Jalen's job harder. It makes Nick Sirianni's job harder. It makes Kevin Petullo's job harder. So he may be correct, but he's not right to say it. We went back when we talked about Dave Dombrowski, talking about Bryce Harper and, would he be a lead again? He was correct. Was he right in saying it? I think we all agree, probably not. Let me put it to you this way, in being correct and being right. Because A.J. Brown, again, may be correct, but I don't think he is right. We all know, I think we'd all agree, no matter how good we think Jalen Hurts is or isn't, there's some limitations to Jalen as a passer, right? That would be a fair, normal thing to
yes.
say. However, if Nick Sirianni got up on the podium after a game and said, you know, our quarterback's pretty limited in what he can do as a passer, it would be insane. It would be insane. Just because something is correct doesn't mean that you should say it out loud in every opportunity you get it. Should AJ say those things privately to his teammates, to his coaches? Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, how about this? Here's a personal life instance. Your wife comes down and says, do I look fat? No! I don't care if she's 400 pounds. Well. No! No! There are right times to say things and there are wrong times to say things. He is not saying these things to fix them. Mm-hmm. He's saying these things because it makes him feel better. But it doesn't do the offense any good. It doesn't do the team any good. It doesn't do the coaches any good for him to say it. He is getting it off of his chest.
Right.
He is doing it every single week in a different way, whether he gets the ball or doesn't get the ball.
Yep.
So again, the people that saying he's right and he's correct and he has a point, we've heard his point over and over and over again. Whether you agree or disagree with his point isn't not what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about you go on Twitch, on a random Twitch stream, and say they should trade you on fantasy football because you're not getting any targets. Mm-hmm. That might make you feel better, which is what he's saying, but it makes everybody else feel like worse, you know? So that's my point, is that when you're saying you're siding with AJ, you're not saying what you think you're saying is you're siding with AJ because he's right about the offense. What you're really saying is that you should criticize your teammates and coaches in public at every opportunity if you don't think the offense is good enough. Mm-hmm. And that is not the right thing. We wouldn't accept that from anybody else on the team.
No, I agree. And also, I think it's short-sighted.
Sure.
And it's misguided. You brought up a lot of good points there. I'll just add to that because I agree with you. I don't know if it changes anything. So why do you keep doing it? Like, the idea you don't feel like you're involved enough in the offense. It was that way last year. They still went on to win the Super Bowl. So I know after a 10-7 win, everybody, it's easy to jump to that side of the argument and be like, hey, he's right about the offense. He's right about the offense. But what about when they put up the most points they had all year or had the best offensive output they had in the games prior to that? Or the game in Minnesota where he caught two touchdowns and had the clutch game-clutching catch at the end of the game. Wasn't happy then either. It's use me, but don't use me. Something that he tweeted out. Like, so it's not just in a 10-7 game this happens. It's happening every other week. Really, whenever he speaks, the only time it doesn't happen is when he doesn't speak.
Well, the Vikings game was the best passing game of the year.
Jalen had a perfect quarterback rating. And we still got a tweet.
Yeah.
Right? We still got the cryptic tweet. I will say this. Everybody is praising AJ for standing up, speaking his truth, and this and any other. I would say this. Then do that all the time. Yesterday, I spoke about mixed messaging. Like, don't send out cryptic tweets. If you're standing on business and that's how you feel, and you feel, because when you stand there and say, I'm not apologizing for what I said and this is how I feel, okay, then. You felt this way several other times, and you sort of left cryptic tweets out there only to come back and say, no, that's not what I'm talking about, or this and the other. When clearly this has been an issue for you dating back to last year and probably dating back to 2023. It's been an issue for you. Jalen is the same quarterback he's always been. He just is. And either you're going to support a teammate as he's working through some of these issues to try to get the offense to be more consistent and more sustainable, or you're somewhat separating yourself and saying, hey, man, this offense stinks. Get me the ball more.
It's everybody else's fault.
Yeah, because everybody's working. The offensive line is working. They're trying to do better in blocking and run blocking, pass blocking. Like, they're all trying to get it together. They're all working. We know it's not perfect. They're all working. What if somebody came out on the defense and criticize
CB2.
The other cornerback out there. Hey, listen, we can't stop anybody, man. We got to do a better job. This ain't our standard around here. Like, nobody else is doing this. And well, so I would say this real quick.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
I would say this for everybody that sort of feel AJ is in the right. This isn't going to change. Do you think they're all of a sudden going to say, get AJ the ball at all cost? They're not. They put together these game plans every week, and AJ's a part of them. But they're putting together a game plan that suits the offense and what's best for the offense. Not one individual player. And like Coach Sirianni said yesterday, being risk averse and not forcing the ball and all these types of things, he flexed his muscles. He said, you've been pretty damn successful at doing it the way we're doing it. I don't see that changing. He just told you right there. We've been successful doing this the way that we've been doing it. Jalen tells you, I've been successful doing it this way. You have to get used to doing it Jalen's way. This is the way I'm going to play the quarterback position. I don't see anything changing. So you have to accept that and roll with it like a lot of us have. I've given up on this argument over where he should be ranked at. This is what he is. And I'll accept the winning. I'll accept the clutch performance. I'll accept the thick skin to not fall victim to us in the media at times or this and that and the other, get baited in the question. He doesn't get caught in the nonsense. Jalen is what I'm saying. I'll accept all of those things as well as accepting he may not be a prolific passer. I'll accept that because I know what I'm getting in exchange. I'm getting playoffs every year. I'm getting winning football. I've gotten the 2 trips to the Super Bowl and a Super Bowl victory. Why would I change anything that I've been doing the way that I've been doing it? And the Eagles, as an offensive philosophy, don't look like that's changing to me.
No.
It's not going to change. And the quarterback isn't going to play any different. He may have some up days, some days he don't throw for us as much. But ultimately, he's the same quarterback.
And we've seen it for two straight years now. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Two other quick things. And just to my original point and something you said, we all know the offensive line isn't playing well. Yep. We all know it. Yep. We all know that Saquon Barkley is not having as good a year in great part because the offensive line is not playing well. If Saquon Barkley, after every single game, said out loud on Twitch streams and Instagram, man, offensive line's holding me back. That's my truth. It's correct.
Not blocking as well as we were last year.
Not blocking well. It ain't me. You know, they got to find opportunities for me to get more space. Mm-hmm. We would all be like, enough, Saquon. Yep. But we don't see Saquon doing that. So that's it. Nothing that he is saying publicly. Again, this doesn't change, to your point, it doesn't change who the quarterback is. It doesn't change what the offense is. It just makes AJ feel better at the expense of all of this. Right? Of all of the division between fans, of Nick Sirianni having to answer questions about it, Jalen Hurts having to answer questions about it. It just doesn't, whether he is correct about it or not, I just don't think, it doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about. We all agree they wish he could throw the ball more. Mm-hmm. We all agree. Yeah, sure. It would be great. It would be awesome. But like, he probably wishes you were faster.
Yeah. I mean, like, right?
I don't know. I mean, what would we say? What would everybody who was saying AJ's right say? Okay, if you're saying AJ's right, what if Jalen stood up on that dais after a game and said, you know what? Psh, if the wide receiver was able to create a little more space, if he was a little faster, maybe I'd be able to get him the ball. Would he be correct? Probably. Would he be right to say it? No, because AJ can't just be faster because Jalen wants him to, just like Jalen can't just become some prolific passer because AJ wants him to. That it's like it is like selfish. And man, I've said this 100 times. I would love to be team AJ on this. I agree. I would love to be able to throw the ball more, but it is what it is, man.
Yeah. And I don't the problem that I had with yesterday mostly is that this is convenient placed outrage. They won a game 10-7. Everybody's frustrated about the offense. So now you can conveniently say this because a lot of people are going to agree with you. The problem is that you've done it when you've gotten the ball. when you score touchdowns, when a team wins. And I'm sorry, I know he said it's not about winning. It's not about just winning. From my perspective, yeah, it is. From the head coach's perspective, yeah, it is. Because in the end, that's all that's going to matter. All these people that want AJ to get the football, we lose in the playoffs in the first round, and we're going home. I don't think we're celebrating AJ's catches and touchdowns.
No, probably not.
So winning is the thing that matters the most, and that's why we accepted last year, because they won.
And everybody was happy.
And everybody was happy. And they're 7-2 right now with the best record in the NFC, but here we are.
Well, by the way, he talks
like,
about
here we are.
He talks about how bad the offense has been and how bad the passing offense has been. Jalen had a perfect passer rating.
Yes.
And then they put up 38 points.
Yes.
The week after.
Yes.
So I understand last week, but he's not.
That's why I'm saying it's that game. It's 10-7.
Well, remember, he wasn't part of the Giants game.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
And he wasn't the leading receiver in the Vikings game, you know.
See.
And last thing. Yeah. And then we'll go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, the one of the biggest issues in this thing getting settled is, I think, part of the reason that AJ is talking to us, which is what he's doing by putting it on social media and Twitch, on, is because he doesn't talk to the quarterback and the quarterback doesn't talk to him because they don't like each other. And like, everyone who denies that, aside from Brandon Graham coming on our air saying that they're not friends anymore, if that wasn't enough for you, every time that AJ has asked about communicating with Jalen directly, he answers about them meeting as a group. Every time that Jalen is asked about AJ and communicating with him directly, he answers about meeting as a group. They deflect it every single time. And I bring you back to what Travis Kelce said when we put on the New Heights podcast. It was several weeks ago, just about when he is not in a groove. He is not in a groove with Mahomes. He goes over. He and Mahomes talk about it. They talk about it in practice. They talk about it during the game. Mm-hmm. But these two don't. So whatever chemistry that should be there between a quarterback and a wide receiver is not there.
Yeah.
And I think Jason Avant said this earlier this week. When you're trying to make a final call, a risky final call on a play, the fact that you and he are not really on the same page makes that final call a little bit harder to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. 215-592-9494.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Here we go.
Here we go again. Going to have some fun today. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
We ain't taking no deep breaths. We breathing heavy, and we breathing hard.
A lot of beeps.
Time out. Yep. I just want to take a walk down memory lane here.
Yeah.
So back in 2023, how come when we look at that season, we say that's one of the biggest failures ever? Because the offense wasn't that great, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the defense was terrible.
It's terrible.
Why do we say because they were losing, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They lost five in a row down the stretch, correct?
Yep.
So in 2023, when AJ was having all them weeks of 7-plus 125 yards, I don't remember him crying every week because the offense wasn't looking spectacular. We weren't looking spectacular because he said it's not about winning. I want to look good for the team. So let's talk about this season, right? He said when we get down the stretch and we play tougher opponents and we get into the playoffs, we got to be able to beat these teams. We playing playoff teams every week.
When
we play, I'm trying to figure out who the easy teams we playing. We ain't playing no Browns and all. I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. Listen, what AJ said is right. And I got it's been piggyback on my call yesterday. AJ Brown is a top five receiver in this league to me based off talent. Getting the football. I got to say that. But your delivery and the way you handle it is wrong. We all talk about, like, to pick off with, back what you guys just said, we all talk about, oh, what this guy says this, if the defense says, oh, the CB2. Well, we see around the league, right, the dude in Cincinnati, Ike's hometown, mm-hmm. when he came out, the running back, he bashed his defense, said, can we just get a stop? They criticized him. The teammates came out and criticized him, saying, you can't do that. Right?
Well, the coach criticized him. Yeah, the coach did.
And the coach.
Yeah.
We're a winning organization. Everybody see, Stevie Wonder can tell you, our offense not clicking well right now. And why aren't we working to get to that? If you got a beef with the quarterback, bro, we can't do nothing about that. Because, see, the problem is, the issue is with you. Like, Uncle Hugh came and said all this stuff about what Jalen needs to do. Jalen don't look like he got an issue. You the one with the problem. So you are the one with the problem. You want to sit up there, meditate, talk about it with your Twitch buddy who don't got no power, talk about it with social media who don't got no power. That's cool. You can sit there and cry. I don't care. Listen, I'm glad, and like I said, I still want to win a Super Bowl, and this is long term. I'm glad I found out about that damn poison pill, because I'm putting 19 poison pills to wherever team he want to go to. I'm sending him to the – you want your stats? Oh, I want to win. You can cover it up and say it however you want. We all want to win, bro. You don't think Jalen want to win? You don't think Devontae Smith want to win? Like, damn. Like, everybody want to win. Everybody want their damn numbers. Oh, I go about it this way. I'm going to call people out. Come on, dog. What does that do for you? Like, we all got jobs. We all got career paths. Whatever career you do, I don't care what it is. Everybody's job is important. If you sit up there and you bash your coworkers and you talk down about your place of employment, you're not going to be working there much longer. The Eagles have paid you twice. And all this where, like, him and hers got beef, it's personal. It's not all on the field, because I'm going to keep going back to this. He played in Tennessee with Ryan Tannehill. I don't care what you think about Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill was not an elite quarterback. I don't care what you think about Jalen Hurts. He's been an all-pro for three straight years, a pro bowler for three straight years, been to a Super Bowl. Not a lot of receivers have done that. So this year, you're having a down season. I get it. Let me keep saying it on repeat. You need to get the football. We all know that, bro. But let's not act like this has been a problem for you forever. Like, you get the football. You're having a down season. We get it. But the way you go about and the way you derail it, like, damn, we can't even enjoy. If I was somebody on the defense right now, Jalen Carter or whoever, I would be like, damn, I can't get no credit because we talking about this clown, mofo, every week. Like, we out here balling, should have pitched a shutout, but it don't get talked about. Why? Because this clown always got to say something. But if they say that, now everybody going to want Jalen Carter off the team, right? Now, Jalen Carter, when he spit, now this is two different things. Everybody was criticizing him for a week. I'm not saying that was right. What he got, he should have got. But what I'm saying is A.J. Brown is doing foul stuff too, and people praising it. The message and the messenger, I get all that. A.J. is a great player, but what he's doing is wrong, and the way he's going about it is wrong. And if anybody come here saying this, that, and the third, y'all not winners, bro. Y'all going with y'all, the way your call is, or whoever, however you deliver it, if you want to bash your quarterback, you're not a winner, dog. I don't care what it is. You can say it however. You can dress it up. You can put makeup on it and call it a woman and still a pig, dog. Listen to me. What this dude is doing is selfish. Devontae Smith having one of the best seasons of his career. Dallas Goedert, we can't talk about that. Why are they numbers up but George is down? So they can't get the ball. We can only pass it to you, right? Saquon had one of the best seasons last year. I get he's having to sat down here this year, but he can't complain about it because we got to get you the ball. Every week somebody got to answer about what you got to say. Listen, on the way out, I got two receivers coming out at Ohio State the next
week. Oh, jeez.
We got to figure out how to get these dudes because I want this dude off my team, man. I don't care. I want this dude off my team. Thank you for your service. Shake your hand. But you got to go, dog. I'm tired of this.
There he is.
Well, that's a good point Corey brought up about how...
Corey Morse code in Columbus.
Exactly right. Yeah. But about how he's acting like he's talking for the entire passing offense. I bet Dallas Goedert's pretty happy.
Yeah. And Devontae.
And I bet Devontae's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
that's
things
what I was
considered.
Trying to explain to Elliot the other day. Like, no, they all don't feel the same. Like, what are you talking about?
They're probably like, yeah, dude, I hear you, AJ.
but I'm good.
Dude, I'm
in their head, good.
In their head, they're like, nah, I don't know. This guy's crazy. We're all right.
Well, because here's the thing, and I know we're going to break.
Yeah.
I know some of these other teams, like I use Cincinnati, for example, because they throw. So, yeah, Jamar can get 15 targets, and T. Higgins can get 8 targets with no problem. They're throwing 40 sometimes a game. The Eagles aren't going to throw the ball that much. So if they're going to throw the ball 20 to 25 times a game, he has to spread the ball around. The ball has to get in some games, it's going to be you. Some games, it's not going to be you. Everybody else accepts that. What's coach is saying?
Sometimes you, sometimes me, always us.
Man.
That's this show's motto, too. Yeah.
Come on, man. Sometimes you, sometimes me, sometimes us. Always us.
Always us.
Never
come,
Jack.
Come on, man.
Well, sometimes it's Jack.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you think AJ is right? Forget about whether he's correct. Is he right in doing what he is doing? Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Coming up next, we'll play a little of Hugh Douglas's reckless speculation today. It was
made a lot of sense.
Strong comments from Mr. Hugh Douglas. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to dedicate this one to Robert, Young and Sander for all other little young that's in a rush to be gangsters.
As a young, I'm on my swinging in the wind. Give anything to be that innocent again. When I was 10, I didn't bang, but I was hanging with the homies till them started slinging. Now they don't know me. I've got my hustle on, learned to ignore what couldn't pay me. Lately, I've been trying to make a million. Can you pay me with that jealousy? They need to miss me. Don't sweat me if the cowards really want me. Come get me. And even now,
it is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There's your 230 Tupac. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's. Sorry. You want to keep going?
No, we're cooking, though.
Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. Before we get to the Twitter question, back to the phones, we have to thank the Plymouth White Marsh Sports Debate Club, High School Sports Debate Club, for coming in today.
Yeah.
45 guys like debating sports.
Definitely guys.
In high school came to listen to us talk about how to debate sports. And they all came in with their takes afterwards.
Oh man, they had takes, man.
Oh, they had takes.
They really did.
They did.
We had a Drake May is going to be better than Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
We not had bad. A Phil's are going to trade for Tarek Skubal. Yeah.
With an ass trade proposal.
Yeah. Yes, not a great trade proposal. We had a Joel Embiid's going to retire this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't
takes.
Resign Kyle Schwarber.
No, yeah. I heard
got
that one.
One.
Yeah. 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 Well, like shoe fly. It's all right. It's good. And of course,
to start somewhere.
I know. But of course, just letting everyone in. When we do something together as a show, usually ends up as a top five.
Oh, is it going to be a top five? Okay, all right, we'll talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to say, so Dave Skopanich is our director of sales here, and his son, Matt, is like the head of the Sports Debate Club. And Matt promised that we would say the Plymouth White Marsh Sports Debate Club has a fantasy football league. The team owned by Mason, Aiden, and Luke are in first place.
Okay.
So it
There's
looks
45
like,
kids in a class. Well, There's no way they're, you know.
It looks like Matt's has taken on Scope's promise more than you actually should, you know, promise first and worry about the promises later.
Right.
So we were not consulted about this part, the fantasy football thing.
A classic sales tactic.
Classic sales tactic. So Matt is learning young. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. After hearing AJ talk yesterday, are you now on his side? Ike, what do you think the Twitter results are? After hearing AJ talk yesterday, are you now on his side?
Well, there certainly has been a groundswell of support for AJ coming out. So I'd say it's close to 50-50. Let's go 55-45, no.
55-45, yes.
Ah, okay.
That is why we started the show the way that I did. Is I've started seeing this. Everything that he said about the offense, everybody already knows.
Yeah, he didn't break any news yesterday.
No, every time he says it, and you made the point in the first segment, he sometimes says it when the offense is actually fine. Every time he says it, it forces everybody to answer questions about it. It forces Eagles fans the week after a huge win to debate this rather than talking about Jalen Phillips being a game wrecker in his first game. This is not about fixing the offense. It's about him trying to make himself feel better.
What's about him getting the ball?
Yes. Yeah. It's about him getting the ball.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm strictly on AJ's side with this. I ain't even on front because I just care about what you say. And what he said, like, I believe was at least 85 to 90% right. And I like the fact that he sat there and showed that he could realize it ain't all. He don't believe Jalen not throwing the ball to him. He think that the offense is not clicking. He the one who said, I know sometimes, like, an offensive lineman could fall. The defense could be the issue. But we need to get it together. Everything he said was right. And I have no issues when people say what is right. Because the funniest thing is when I'm listening to the radio and people call, they say the same thing. They talk about, oh, he shouldn't be saying this. He shouldn't be saying this. But sometimes he said the same thing last year, and that didn't stop us.
Okay.
That didn't stop us.
Well, here's the thing.
Did he not?
No, it didn't. And he's free to feel and say what he wants to say, and we're going to react to it.
That's fine.
My point is that people get upset that we're talking about it like it's not a big deal when he clearly wants it to be talked about. Like, he wants it to be talked about. How about this, Ike? How about getting it fixed with your team? If we are to believe that it's not about Jalen or what have you, then who is it about? Who is he complaining about? Is he complaining about the coaches?
I think it's about all of them.
Hold on. He's not complaining. Hold on, Ike. Because I can't let that go that he's complaining about all of it. No, he is specifically mad about something, which is why he won't narrow it down. He won't narrow it down and say exactly what it is because that would bring more heat on him. You're trying to tell me he's mad about the offensive line? Like, how can you be mad at everybody who's working their ass off to get better and they're getting better? So what is he mad about? How can you be mad about the other guys when they're busting their butt to try to improve in blocking and tackling and throwing and catching and all these things? Well, like they, I could see if somebody wasn't doing their job or they're not necessarily putting forth the effort. It seems like everybody has been trying to work to get this thing on the right page. So I just don't know who he's actually or what he's actually upset about. He's upset because he's not getting the football. You just have to you have to acknowledge that.
Yo, you took what I was saying wrong. I know that he's upset about Jalen, and I think the offense too, okay. Like coordinate the play calls. But I was saying for me, I think it's everybody. Because I think, like the other day, I seen Jason Avant. He did the little breakdown thing about a play, and at least one of the plays I seen. And him and Smitty was wide open. And Jalen had to start running before he could even see it.
Yeah, but so Ike, but my question is, Ike, I agree with you. What does repeatedly saying it publicly do when they all know it? Right?
Right.
Like what good would it do for Jalen to come out? Is it possible? Ike, let me ask you this. Is it possible at least that AJ has lost half a step in the last year?
Yeah,
okay. Would it do Jalen any good to publicly say, whether it's correct or not, that my wide receiver's not getting open enough because he's not as fast anymore? Even if it's right.
No, but let me ask you a question. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What did he say about Jalen that is equivalent to what you just said?
But we all know. He says it over and over and over.
Why you can't answer my question?
No, like, because
I just asked you a question.
He didn't.
What did he say that was the equivalent of?
He didn't.
Because you made that, so that made it seem like he's saying something that's the equivalent of what you just said.
No, what I'm saying is just because what you are saying is correct doesn't mean it's the right thing to say. Just because what he says is true doesn't make it the right thing to say. And like we could all agree that there are a lot of things. And at what point during that 8 minutes during that 8 minutes of press availability, did A.J. Brown say, I personally need to be better at X, Y, and Z? At what That's point? Not. He spoke for He spoke for 8 minutes. And at no point did he say, I'm not running my routes as well. I'm not getting out of my breaks. I could do a better job. I could do a better job of communicating. I could do better. At what point? Because I've seen Jalen do that. Mm-hmm. This didn't even come from a Jalen guy. I've seen Jalen do it. I've seen Saquon do it.
The offensive line do it every week. Jordan Mailata is so critical of himself. We got to pull him out.
And not once, not forget about the 8 minutes. Not once all year. All year.
Hey, but that's why I said I 85% agree with him because I thought that was something that was missing. And this is my last point.
Yeah.
Let's not act like Jalen and not just Jalen, but they all kind of took shots at Petula after that Rams game, if you remember. Remember after the game, we was all saying how he was like, just let me be. Let me play. Yeah. So let's not act like that. They don't be saying their little stuff, too. Now, AJ been going a little longer and everything, a lot longer. But that's not it. They're players. They're human. They going to sit there and express themselves, just like we all express ourselves during the games and after the game. So I got no issues. We just going to disagree on this one.
But okay. That's fine. All right. You know we love you, bro. If you choose to look the other way, or say it doesn't bother you, that's fine. But you don't speak for everybody. you don't speak for everybody. And there are a lot of fans that have grown tired of this. And my only thing is that I say, you get through the rest of the season, you play your butt off, you play for your teammates, you play for your brothers, and you let the chips fall where they may. Why do you have to be a storyline every week, every other week?
Everything's always got to be focused on.
Why does it have to be that?
And for this sport specifically.
This is the greatest team sport out there. Guys they cover for each other, they take bullets for each other, pardon that expression, but it's the greatest team sport. The coach gets up there and he'll say it was him or he noticed it and the other when he know damn well he's covering for one of his players. Right? All right, we get all that. My thing is that why isn't the team and what's best for the team being put first? Why are we constantly talking every week about AJ not getting the ball? The team is winning. Do we want him to get the ball instead of winning at the expense of winning? Is that what everybody wants? I mean, I thought only thing that matters is that you win. And the idea of trying to foresee what is going to happen later on down the road. He complained about the passing game last year at some point, and it didn't change a whole lot. Sure, they came out one game and threw the ball to standing up. They still were a Saquon-centric team going through the playoffs, and they won. So the idea of we can't play this way and expect to win, you can. You've been doing it. What do you mean you can't play this way and expect to win?
215-592-9494. You know who never speaks at his press availability bad about me? Nope. That is my dog, Rebel. Neither does Scotchy. They never would. They never would. That's because I love them dearly. And I treat them like kings, like a king and a queen. I know you do the same thing with your pets. And you want to you want to keep them healthy. You want to keep them happy. You want them to have fun. You want them to have good toys or whatever. Dogs and Cats Rule is your partner in making sure your pets have the very best life they possibly can. And they have the very best staff you could possibly imagine. The league dog, George Perini, has made sure that every single one of the 7 locations has great staff that can answer your questions. When I say they are top of the line pet nutrition stuff, they have the great products. But what good are the great products without a great staff to help lead you to what is right for your pet, for your dog, for your cat? So for pet nutrition, they have it. For supplements, they have it. For treats, they have it. But they also have the staff that's going to put you in the right position to make the right decision. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Blue Ball. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family.
I love when people say, well, you guys don't have to talk about AJ. You do realize AJ wants us to talk about this. Yeah. He wants us to talk about this.
Well, of course.
He wants us to talk about him not getting the ball and whether or not he should.
Or he wouldn't say the things publicly.
He wouldn't.
Yeah.
They win in Minnesota. Jalen has a perfect quarterback rating. AJ had two touchdowns. I forget how many yards he had.
Four catches, 100 and some yards.
I forget what it was. Had the big catch to seal the game. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, the games get jumbled up in my head. I don't think he spoke after the game.
He did not.
He didn't even speak after that game.
That's when we got the Instagram
post. That's what I was just going
to
say. He didn't speak to the media after the game about the big win, the catches in the game, the two touchdowns, the perfect quarterback rating that your quarterback had. He didn't speak after a big win on the road. After two straight losses, they go on the road and beat Minnesota. He didn't speak after that win after having a big game. Instead, he sent out a cryptic tweet. Using me.
But not using
me. Yeah. Then we got to think about what's going on with that. Then all of a sudden, the hamstring.
Yeah.
And he misses the next week. Nobody is speaking about AJ. We're talking about the game Jalen just had, how great Devontae has looked. Then they go out and put up what they did against the Giants. Again, nobody is speaking about AJ. We're talking about the team, the good things that are happening there. He comes back against Green Bay. He declares he's going to play. He let the team tell us he was going to play. He told us earlier in the week, yeah, I'm playing. Comes back against Green Bay. One game, we're back to speaking about AJ.
And you're right. We didn't talk about it.
So during that time, nobody was talking about AJ. We were talking about all the other things, making trades, who we should get in the trade, and this and that and the other.
Spike and Jack were dumb about Jalen. Look at the perfect quarterback rating. We had none of that here.
So then he does this so that we can talk about him.
Yeah, well, and like what he said yesterday about how we made a big story after he talked after the last game. No, we didn't. No one talked about AJ on Tuesday.
No.
Besides like, hey, that was great. Just do more of that.
Yeah. So Hugh Douglas had an eventful show today.
Yeah.
Here's some of what he said.
AJ's talking about the quarterback. Like, flat out, he's talking about Jalen and his play. Because when you look at this team, Joe, man for man on paper, and you look at them and the star power that he has compared to every other team in the NFL, is it hyperbole for me to say that this should be a dynasty? When you talk about what Tom Brady won with and what we have accumulated over the last three seasons, well, over the last years, over the last few years, you know, with Howie's drafts and everything, we shouldn't be winning by the skin of our teeth.
I agree with that.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they should be a better offense.
No, the quarterback's the problem.
Blow everybody out by two touchdowns.
The quarterback's the problem. The quarterback is the person that's holding this team back. Even though they're winning. And this is where it's a hard pill to swallow, Joe, because I'm old school. And a win is a win. A win is a win. But when you – and I've never been in this situation – but when you start talking about dynasty and legacy and being dominant in the NFL and putting up historic numbers, why is this team not doing that? When you talk about the team, the chess pieces that Howie has put together, why isn't this team doing that? Why are we talking about every week, pundits on television, talking about as much talent as this Eagles team has, they're not doing this, that, and the third? Why are we talking about Tanner McKee like he's the future of this team? It's Jalen Hurts.
First of all, who's talking about Tanner McKee like he's the future of this team?
Well, maybe Jack.
I never.
Oh yeah, Jack doesn't even like Tanner McKee. Yeah,
I love Big Bro.
Yeah,
I love Hugh. I couldn't disagree with him more on all of that. I can't disagree with him more on that. Jalen, like Jalen's holding this team back. In what way? And this nonsense about setting records and points. This ain't college football. This is the NFL. This is the NFL. Andy Reid has Patrick Mahomes out there, right? Like, this idea that you're going to blow teams out every week, it just doesn't happen. Oh, and by the way, doesn't mean you're going to win in January. This team happened to have done that. That's what I can't get with. If they hadn't won a Super Bowl already and have been in the playoffs five straight years, and have gone to two Super Bowls, then you may have an argument because we hadn't reached those heights yet. You may say Jalen is holding his team back from success. He's not good enough. But he's already proven that he is good enough. He may not be the best, but how do you argue with facts? The fact is, He's quarterbacked us to two Super Bowls, and he won a Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP. So that flies in the face of that logic that he's holding the team back. And he did it without having to do, without having to have a prolific passing game.
I think
he did it without having a prolific passing game.
The truth with Jalen is that you just have to weigh, when you're thinking about building your team, the first thing you have to weigh is, do we have a better option? Always, right? Mm-hmm. Because every team in the NFL wants a perfect quarterback.
Sure.
Every team in the NFL wants a perfect quarterback, right?
Sure.
Most teams in the NFL don't have one. The thing with Jalen that you have to weigh is, do the positives of what he's good at outweigh the negatives of what he's not particularly good at? Mm-hmm. He's not a prolific passer. He's probably never going to be.
No.
Maybe he could improve in that, but probably never. But the positive, and that is a negative, right? That is a limiting factor on his play. But the positive factors on his play about, you know, coming up big in big spots, being able to handle the pressure of a city like this, not really becoming, he never unwinds and devolves during a game. Like, it never snowballs mm-hmm. with him. It's all of those things.
We witnessed that, so we know what that looks like.
Yes, all of those things are the positives. And if you're on one side, I'm sure AJ would rather have somebody slinging the ball over all around. Whatever. The team has to weigh what are these positives that he has better than the negatives that he doesn't have. And they have made the calculus, and they have been correct so far in mm-hmm. that calculus, that the positives that he brings outweigh the negatives that he doesn't. That's it. That's it. Do I think Joe Burrow is better at quarterbacking than Jalen is? I think he is.
Yeah.
But the truth is that Joe Burrow's hurt every year. So
maybe if they didn't throw as much and run the ball a little bit more and focus on defense, then Joe Burrow may have a ring or two under his belt.
Yes, right. Would I rather have a quarterback that is playing than a quarterback that is not playing? Probably, yeah. You know? So I think, him holding them back, to your point, it has not. It might hold them back from scoring 30 points a game during the regular season. It does.
That's not how they win, though.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Yeah. It probably holds them back from being the number one offense in the NFL. It holds them back from having the most pass yards in the NFL. Mm-hmm. All of those things it holds them back from. But it has not held them back from winning football games.
And that's all I care
point,
about.
Right.
I don't care about how many stats this guy gets or that guy gets. And here's the other thing. Coach Sirianni, his method of coaching isn't going to change. In other words, they're not all of a sudden about to become a team that throws the ball 35, 40 times a game. They're not. If they're down, they'll throw more. And when they threw more against Denver, you know what happened when they threw more against Denver? Because you know who didn't get the ball a lot in the first half of that game? That they probably went in the locker room and was like, nah, get me the damn ball. They came out in the second half of that Denver game and ran, what, twice?
Oh, yeah. That was that game.
Twice?
Yeah.
And blew a 17-point lead? Hmm. Hmm. I'm just saying. They have a formula that they
the Bucs game, too.
They almost lost that one. That became a one possession game. The formula they use for winning, why would they change it? We can debate it all we want. It's been successful for them. They are risk averse. That's what they do. From the head coach to the quarterback, it's worked well for them. Why would they change it? It's never going to be that type of offense. And that's what the Eagles are going to have to realize. You're paying these two receivers. You don't have the type of offense where these guys are going to eat and be happy.
Right. And they'll probably make that decision this offseason.
Because it's not going to change unless you change the quarterback.
Yes. That's what you would have to do.
Yeah. If you want to change the quarterback for somebody else, then okay, good luck with that.
Well, and that goes to the first point is you need a better option. You need an option that you think is better at that position,
yes.
And they certainly don't have that at this point. 215-592-9494. Shiel Kapadia joins us next.
Team Jalen.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.